The Justice Department has released a videotape and still photographs of five men that authorities believe may be planning new acts of terror. The videotapes were found in the rubble of the Kabul home of Mohammed Atef. That's the man investigators believe was Osama bin Laden's military chief, but who's now thought to be dead. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft called the videos incriminating.
The videotapes depict young men delivering what appear to be martyrdom messages from suicide terrorists. Analysis of the audio portion of these tapes conducted thus far suggests, based on statements made on the tapes, that the men may be trained and prepared to commit future suicide terrorist acts.
Attorney General John Ashcroft speaking earlier today. Joining us now to talk about this is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, what do we know about these men on the tape?
The Justice Department has identified four of the men. They don't know the name of the fifth. Now, the name that most people will have heard of is a fellow named Ramzi bin al-Shib. The FBI believes that bin al-Shib was supposed to have been the 20th hijacker that on the plane that crashed into Pennsylvania. He tried to get into the United States three times and was denied each time. They think that Zakaria Moussaoui was supposed to have taken bin al-Shib's place on the plane, but of course Moussaoui was picked up in August before the attack. So the most interesting person probably is bin al-Shib.
Now tell us about the videos. What do you see?
Well, there are excerpts of three of the men's tapes. All the men seem to be fairly calm. One was talking and gesturing. One man put his head down in his arms and seemed only to raise his head when someone off camera spoke to him. And later you saw him cradling his rifle and he seemed to kiss it. And at that point he looked happy. He seemed to beam.
It's always hard to figure out who's making these tapes and for what purpose. What are people saying about these particular tapes?
Well, as you heard, the Attorney General called them martyrdom messages. You may recall seeing videos of suicide bombers in the Middle East, and they talk to the camera about what they're going to do and why. Sometimes, you know, it's a final message to their families. Now, in this case, the government stripped the audio from the tape, so we couldn't hear exactly what they were saying. But Ashcroft said that they were pretty generic. The men didn't give specifics as to where their targets would be or the timing of the attacks. So they're still analyzing the tape.
Analyzing the audio, what are they looking for there?
Well, they've got a fairly rough translation, but they want it verbatim. Also, they want multiple Arab speakers to translate the words because the words can have different shades of meaning. They're also looking closely at everything they see in the tape, in the screen, in the background, and they're listening for any background noises because those could give a clue as to where the tapes were shot. An FBI agent tells me also that forensics can show possibly where the tapes were shot and when.
And what sort of scenario can play out here as regards the government, do you think?
What types of scenarios can play out? Well, you know, what they can do now is they can send these tapes. They've already sent their tapes to Germany because some of the people are believed to have been in Germany. So what they want to do is send them to investigators abroad, but they also want people to look at the tapes and see if they can identify these men, people either in the United States or abroad. Call in the FBI and let them know whether they've seen these men and where their whereabouts are now.
Creating a top 10 list here, most wanted, right?
Yeah, and a little bit better than that, actually, because they have videos, and videos give you more of a sense of what the person looks like. So they're really hoping, even though they're not offering an reward this time as they have in the past, they're hoping that they'll get some response.
Thank you, Barbara. NPR's Barbara Bradley.